guys. Good morning. Welcome to Reality Church. My name is Travis. I work with Reality Kids and Storms. That's birth through sixth grade.
And my name is Jacob Sammons. I work with Chaos, so seventh through eighth grade, and also Storm, fifth and sixth.
My name is Jordy, and I work with the high school students.
So this is our Student Sunday. Welcome. And if you guys have been to one of these before, I've been part of, and now I've planned one, and I know what a train wreck these things can be sometimes. And you're a Reality Church, so we do some weird stuff. But we, guys, we have a great service plan for you this morning. Because here's the thing. Everybody in this room either has kids, knows kids, was once a kid themselves, or will have interactions with a kid at some point this year. So this is for all of you.
Yeah, and while a lot of what we will be saying is for or about students and families, if you don't have any students in our student ministries, don't check out. This is for you too. Because while scripture is clear that the parents are the spiritual leaders of the family, there's a call on the entire community to come alongside those parents and those children and raise up the next generation to love God and love others.
Yeah, so this morning, we're going to hit the pause button for a minute. We want you guys to sit back, relax, maybe grab a box of tissues. And we want you to think about your childhood. Now, that may be a little bit longer for some of you than others. But we want you to specifically think about who impacted your childhood.
And when it comes to faith, right, we know that all of us had different exposures at different points in our lives. But some of us were in church from a very young age. Jordy, what was your faith like as a second grader?
Jesus loves me, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much. It's good.
And Travis, what questions about God did you have as a sixth grader?
Right. So obviously we talked about this before, but this is serious. Remember, Mr. Hills in fifth grade, asking Mr. Hill in our Sunday school class, could God really make a burrito so hot that not even he could pick it up? Now, it sounds goofy. As a fifth grader, though, it was really something I was kind of working through.
That's pretty funny. And that's good. That's good. But the kids and the students that we work with, any kid and any student, can go through some really crazy things, some real things. I mean, just think back. When was the first time you went through your first tragedy? Loss of a friend, loss of a loved one, deep hurt. When you were going through that, you're probably mad at God, and you're even wondering, like, what is even here?
We know how quickly childhood goes by, right? These phases the kids go through. They're in elementary school for a moment, right? They're in preschool for a season, probably a different order there. They're in junior high or high school for a handful of years, and they're on to whatever comes next.
Yeah, the time that we have with our kids while they're in our homes is limited. So how do we make the most of these crucial years of infancy, childhood, and adolescence?
Well, we've got an answer.
Yes,
we do.
We
got all the answers, because right now, not
and
all
it
them.
sounds really simple, but it isn't necessarily easy. Starts with understanding who our children are. Starts with understanding the phase that they're in. And when we do that, it lays down a foundation for us to talk to them and have those conversations when, you know, life's crazy and the hard topics that we have to have with them. And then through that, it helps us to connect with their heart to better influence them and their future and their faith.
Yeah, our church is joining on to something called the Phase Project. Now, this is something we've been kind of talking about behind the scenes, and it's the first time we've been able to talk about this to all of you guys. The phase is defined simply as this. You probably read a time frame in a kid's life, and you can leverage distinct opportunities to influence their faith and their future. We know developmentally as kids grow and change, there's different opportunities to teach and grow their faith, and that's why we have different ministries or age-specific targeting these kids. We have in preschool, for example, so we're teaching kids this foundation that God loves them. In elementary school, we want to inspire kids with stories of God's character and his love.
Yeah, and in middle school, we are helping kids take ownership over their faith in new ways or for the very first time.
And in high school, man, we get to challenge students to live out their faith in ways that change them and the world around them. Guys, every phase is very unique and every phase matters.
So you're probably wondering, what's the most important phase?
Definitely seventh grade.
Obviously, it's
obviously
birth through sixth
year,
grade. Okay,
right?
This is foundational years.
Well, senior year, because you're about to go into college.
Yeah, but they're not even kids
anymore.
Anymore.
Okay,
right.
So freshman year, because they're about to go into high school.
One chance.
What are you saying? I wasn't even paying
attention.
All right, well, here's the deal. We could stand up here all day and talk about, you know, just which one's the best and which one's the most important.
Yeah, of course, each of us thinks our favorite part is the best or most important phase. But we need to remember that, well, it's not. Every phase matters. Every phase is uniquely important for a kid's future and faith.
And as a parent, you know, we're so focused on the phase that our kid are currently in, but it's important to kind of know about the phase they just came through and what's coming after.
So, we're going to take you on this journey. We're going to take you on this journey to see how we can better help our children and help our students. And we do this by understanding the phases first.
Here we go! Here we go!
They have a great time back there. We're packed to the gills. We cannot wait to get to our new space over there. Again, my name is Travis Carson. I'm the children's pastor here at Reality Church. And this morning's going to go by fast. I could spend the whole morning talking about our children's ministry, our vision, parenting, partnering with parents, but I got 10 minutes. So I'm going to start with this, that you may not realize it, but you are making history. If you're a parent or if you're someone who's investing in the lives of a kid or a teenager, you're making history this week. But the problem is when you're making history, it doesn't really feel like you're doing that. But that's why what you're doing right now, it matters so much more than it really feels like it does. And that's why every week is important. As you guys came in, you probably noticed all these jars of marbles we have over here. These represent 1 week in your kid's life. At birth, we have about 936 weeks until graduation. Going on down the line, we have kindergarten, fifth grade, freshman year, and senior year. Think about this jar, though, if you had one of these at your house, and every week you took out one marble. Like, we love countdowns, right? We count down the days till Christmas. We count down the days till Dad comes home from deployment. We count down the days left until summer break. I mean, think of all the milestones that are represented by this jar. There's the first macaroni necklace she's ever going to make for you. That goes in the box. You never throw that one away. There is your first day of kindergarten. In those photos, you're going to look back on years later. There is the first talent show. And if you've never been to an elementary school talent show yet, you're in for a treat. There's the week that she finally gets her braces off. The first paycheck. Driver's permit. Oh, and right next to it, there's the next week where she backs into the garage door. Now, when we look at it like this, there's so much potential, right? Anything can happen. But think about what it's like in a sporting event. At the start of the game, but then when it gets down to the last 2 minutes or down to the last 30 seconds, when we can see how much time we have left, we're going to tend to do and be more intentional about how we use that time. Now, I know in this room, some of us have fewer marbles left than others, both sanity and time-wise, depending on the age and phase our kids are in. But it's not about how much time you have left. It's about what you do with that time. I've been leading Rally Kids here for less than a year. And coming into kids ministry, you know, I don't know if all of us do this kind of thing with any new thing we come to, but we want to find that silver bullet, right? That instant fix that's going to, you know, lead kids to love Christ and lead others to love these kids. But I found out it's really not like that at all. It takes time. I found it out actually 7 years ago when I first came on staff here at Reality Church leading Storm, our fifth and sixth grade ministry. And I had this vision, right? Like I was, you know, volunteering before this and I came into this like, oh, I'm going to tell these kids the gospel and they're going to understand how Jesus changes everything, that heaven and hell are real, eternity is forever, that this matters and they're all going to throw their hands up, they're all going to accept Christ and they're going to tell their families. And it was nothing like that. It takes time. So I've learned that the best way that you can shape a kid's character and faith is through consistent and small deposits. Parents and our staff who are back here right now in these halls need to think of themselves as investors. We're contributing just a little bit every week because there's no instant return on faith or character. But our attraction to immediate results, right, can keep us so focused on, you know, trying to find something right now to work, we don't really engage in that long-lasting work. You ever stop to think, though, why emotional growth, it's so hard to gauge just because it's so gradual? Or spiritual growth, it's so hard to see and measure because it's just too spiritual. Or those pivotal moments in a kid's life, you can't predict those just because they're so unpredictable. When we say it's just a phase, when I first heard this, my instinct was to think of my own kids as a two-year-old, like, okay, this is just a phase, we're going to get through this, the terrible twos, but then I found out after that there's another phase. They turn three, right? Then after that, they turn four. There's another phase. They keep coming and coming. And the problem is, if that's your way of thinking, if we're so focused on just getting through this, you're going to miss unique moments right now this week. You have 365 days to know your five-year-old is a five-year-old, and then that's it. They're on to what's next. So the best thing you can do is to choose to keep investing in what you can't see, being present for the stuff you're not really sure is happening, and trusting that your investment will ultimately see a return. See, what if this? What if God created time as a clever way to accomplish certain things in life that can only be accomplished over time? If time is created, it obviously matters, right? It has a unique purpose in this grand scheme of the universe. It's no accident that the earth spins at about 1,000 miles an hour, causing the sun to rise and set with mathematical accuracy. And it's no accident that the whole earth itself is flying through space about 67,000 miles an hour, causing the seasons to change with a calculated accuracy. The entire universe has a predictable rhythm. So think about the rhythm in your family in a day, a week, a month, even a year of your life. Me and my family, we're in this crazy season right now. Me and Angelique, we have three daughters who are five and under, okay? Our house is covered with crushed Cheerios, Shopkins, and this scent called Diaper. It's upstairs, mostly, in the bathroom, because we never empty that trash can. But you guys know, if you guys parents, you guys know what I'm talking about, where it's like, my house is just always dirty. And what me and Angelique, we're trying to do is find a rhythm in our lives that we can leverage these moments we have with our kids. You know, we have meal time with our kids. We have drive times, bath times, the wake-up time, cuddle time. And honestly, our family, we're not able to sit down to have a meal together 7 days a week. Our schedules just don't allow it. But we do put our kids to bed 7 days a week. We don't always give them a bath, but we do put them to bed 7 days a week. All right. And in that time, we have this routine we have with our kids. We cuddle our kids every night. Elsie told me the other day I can cuddle her until she's 30. We'll see how that goes. She's five now. So I asked her, Elsie, did you have a happy day or a sad day? What made you happy today? And then we'll pray together. And the other night she prays, and the first thing she says is, Dear Jesus, thank you for making all the colors of the rainbow. Right? And I had this moment. I'm just like, that's it. Like, that's that childlike faith. I can't think of the last time I thank God for something like all the colors of the rainbow. And think about how much God teaches us through our kids in those kind of moments. I don't really know what the return of investment is going to be for me in this time of spending with my kid every night. But it's obvious that time exists for a purpose. And the best gift we can give our kids is one that's given over time. That's what makes what you guys do this week. And I'm not talking about parents. I'm talking about everyone in this church, the whole community, this body of believers, the interactions you have with these kids. It matters. And even outside of this church, it matters. I remember it was a baptism we did. Maybe it was like 2 years ago or so. And this gal said, I can't point back to one specific person, but it's like every Christian I ever met was like a stepping stone that led me one step closer to Christ. And that's the call that God has placed on this entire church, to invest in this next generation. Now, for the other ministries, our initial plan is that everyone would have a panel of parents and students up here to kind of talk about that phase. But as you guys know with kids, that sickness and sports schedules can change on a dime. I'm going to do something a little different this morning with my time for that. Instead, parents right now, pull out your phones, head over to the App Store, and I want you guys to download this app here. It's called the Parent Queue. Just hit the download button, and this thing is a great tool. It's synchronized to our curriculum, and I'm going to walk you through here just real quick how this app will work. Let's go ahead and play that. I wasn't a screencast, but I made a video instead. So the first thing you're going to do is you'll click those little people up in the top corner there, and that'll let you enter in your kids, you know, put pictures of them, their names, their birth dates. And once we go back there, it's actually like a digital marble jar. This is counting down the weeks Elsie has till graduation. She's a quarter of the way there, which is crazy for a five-year-old. So I go over my Ketrin, our middle child, and Celeste, our baby, who's only 44 weeks old. Now, the cool thing is you scroll down on this here. Every week, the kids back in Reality Kids have a mix of live teaching and video teaching, and this goes all the way up through through fourth grade. But you can actually watch the videos they're watching back there on your phone with them. It's a great way to hear what they're learning and have a conversation with them about it. This is the memory verse they'll be working on this month and their little sticky statement for the month. And at the bottom there, they have those little cues at the bottom we'll switch out with, like morning time, drive time, bath time, just giving you little ways that you can engage your kid. And at the bottom, it's just a reminder that this is just a phase and some fun little parenting stuff to remind you to put your phone away. I've got 667 weeks left with my Elsie. If you click in the top corner there too, the little eye, you can go over to a parent's blog, which I know there's tons of stuff we read about parenting, but for me, I love hearing it from a Christian faith-based source. These are great articles. I've read a lot of these. Actually, kind of a funny one on here. I think the one a little below this, should you make your older kids go to church? Which is a great read. You know, I've heard people say, well, we make our older kids go to the dentist, don't we? So, yeah. But check it out. This tool here, though, it's a free tool. I really encourage parents in here to download that and use this. Now, one thing, too, I got to talk about, too, with our reality kids. I don't know if you, how many of you guys have brought home these masterpieces. This is rock on cardstock. These are some headphones, right? Now, this one here is actually about over like a year old, and this is hung in our fridge. Now, when my daughter brought this home, obviously she didn't do the craft, but I asked her what this was, and she told me how big kid Moses hit the rock and water came out. And God helped Moses, and God could help her. These are just conversation starters. I know most of these end up on the floor in my minivan, but use these to talk with your kids about what they're learning back there. You know, if your kid attends Reality Kids every day this year, we get about 52 hours with the kids. The other 3,000 hours, they get to be with you guys. No one will have more influence in a kid's life than a parent. But a parent isn't the only influence that a kid needs in their life. That's why our prayer this morning is for people in this room, that adults and teens and singles and empty nesters and everyone in between, at some point this morning, you're going to feel God stirring in your heart. No, not everybody needs to be a small group leader, but we all have different talents and skills, and the call is on us to invest in this next generation. Because here's the thing, guys, I want you to take this seriously. I don't know if you guys, every time I turn on the news, it's more and more prevalent to me that we live in a dark, broken world. And we know that our kids aren't off the table. The Bible is clear that we have an enemy, Satan, who prowls like a roaring lion, looking for whom to devour. And nowhere does it say that our kids are not a target. Take these years seriously. I love Bill Hybels says that the local church is the hope of the world, and you guys are that. You're the hope of this world and this next generation. Now, in a minute, we're going to have all the kids come up on stage here, and they're going to be singing a great song for you guys. But I want to tell you guys about, in this coming year, a couple things we're going to be doing for you parents to help you just be better parents. The first thing we're doing is this thing called the Family Experience, the Family XP. We're going to do this like four times this next year. And what it is, it's a night for families to come together and hear skits, games, worship together. Yeah, guys, come on up, come on up. Yeah, I'm going to lose your attention as the cute kids are coming up, but I'll go quick on this. But it's a chance for families to come together and hear about the next month of Reality Kids curriculum. Other thing we're going to start doing four times in 2018, we're going to have these Parent Connect events where it'll be on Sunday mornings for you to chance to meet our awesome small group leaders like Mr. Ryan and hear about your kids and what they're doing back there in Reality Kids. Also, too, we're going to have a parents resource wall. We're kind of working into this new space. Today for you guys, though, as you leave out there by a Reality Kids check-in, I want you to grab one of these cards. We got one for every phase that your kids are in. Hang it up on your fridge and remind yourself of that phase that your kids are in right now. Guys, this is, we want to remind yourself that this week, it matters. This is a phase. I don't want to miss this. So I'm going to turn it over to this. Oh, we'll wait for the rest of the kiddos to get up here. This is the best part of the whole service, all right, guys? So. Thank you, guys.
I believe God made everything. it's awesome. He made it awesome, and it is awesome to see. So I say,
hey!
Look around, sing and shout. One, two, three, everybody sing.
Wow!
Look around, sing and shout. One, two, three, everybody sing.
Wow!
The brightest stars and the biggest trees.
Because it's fun, you get to hang out with your friends, and most of all, you get to learn more about God.
It's a way to connect with your friends while learning about the gospel.
I love Chaos because it is a safe place where people can talk about their faith.
It's a fun group. Everyone is very nice and kind.
Awesome, because all the staff and volunteers are really nice to you.
Chaos is awesome because we get to learn about God and have fun while doing it.
I've been changed by Christ because I've stopped doing stuff that I'm not supposed to. I've really learned my lesson that God is watching over us and that I'm safe at all times. And I'll live an eternal life even when I die.
I've been changed by Christ because without Him, I would not have an eternity in heaven.
I can see God using me in the future by helping other people.
I can see God using me in the future by being more of a leader and helping other people.
Yeah. Isn't junior high great? I mean, I think it's pretty great. But seriously, like, remember what that was like, this phase of life for you. Because for a lot of people, it was a very difficult phase. And for your kids, it's no different. Literally everything about their lives is changing in this phase. Their brains are just starting to be able to grasp abstract thoughts. Their bodies are changing in ways that are uncomfortable. Their voices are changing in ways that are hysterical, let's be honest. And, you know, their social groups are changing in ways that are painful. Your child is in junior high now. They're no longer a child, but not yet an adult. They're kind of caught in the middle. I suppose that's why we call them tweens. But in the midst of all of this, your child is facing all sorts of pressure from a lot of different places. Places like school or sports or dance or band or tumbling or jazz or you name it, it's demanding more and more out of them. And not only is it that stuff, but also social media is becoming a reality in their lives, and they have to navigate those pressures and tensions as well. Now, because a lot of us have, you know, we've grown up and been through that, we know what that pressure is like, at least to some extent, or we've at least felt some of that. If you're a parent in the room, you're currently living that pressure right now. And in the midst of that, you probably don't want to hear that this is a make or break phase of life. But it is. Because in this phase of life, your child is asking big questions. Questions like, who am I? Or where do I belong? Or who do I like? For parents, this phase can be intimidating. For outsiders, this phase is a little annoying. And for kids, this phase is foundational. So here at Reality Church, in our two ministries to junior high students, Storm for 5th and 6th and Chaos for 7th and 8th, we set out to help students lay a foundation for faith that they can build off of for the rest of their life. And rather than just talking about this more, which I definitely could, or talking more about the phase, I'm actually going to bring up some real-life junior high kids, some parents of junior high kids, and some of their leaders to help us kind of get a better picture of what this phase of life is like. So would you guys join me in welcoming our Storm and Chaos panel? All right, guys. Well, thank you for being up here. How about we start here and just go down this way? Tell me your name. If you're a student, I want to know your grade, and otherwise, just how you're connected to our ministries.
Hi, I'm Matt.
This is exactly what I was talking about right there.
Hi, I'm Miles, and I'm in eighth grade.
Hi, I'm Jolynn, and I'm in eighth grade.
I'm Hannah, and I'm in eighth grade.
I'm Erica, and I'm a mother of a fifth grader, a eighth grader, a senior in high school, and a one-year-old. And I'm also a leader, a youth leader in Chaos.
I'm Kelly, and I've got four kids also. They are 3, 5, 11, and 15, and I help on Monday nights at Storm.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys again for being up here. Let's start off trying to kind of get a picture of where these kids are at in their faith and kind of how they see God at work in junior high. So I want to hear from all three of you real quick. How have you seen God at work in your life during junior high?
Well, I have a lot of friends that go to church, and I talk to this kid that's an atheist, and he's in my homeroom, and he really, we talk to him at lunch because most of my friends go to church, and we sit with him, and we talk about it with him. And we just kind of see what he thinks and his views on what he believes is going to happen. So I really try to just get, I'm not closed-minded. I try to get a multiple outlooks on how some people think will happen. I just like, yeah, that.
That's cool. Thanks for sharing that.
I've definitely seen God in my junior high years with friend groups and like the little cliques that go on throughout the 2 years that you're there for most. He's been there for when, I guess, like the harder times when like you're losing friends and like when you don't know where you're going and when you have like no one to turn to, you can always turn to him because he's always going to be there for you. He's definitely around when you're constantly like worrying about something or just the drama that goes on in junior high every day. So,
yeah. God has definitely helped me open up to people that are having troubles believing or don't believe at all, and it's like he's helped me share the gospel with them, I guess.
Yeah, can you share an example of that real quick? Yeah.
So there's this girl at my school, and she's an atheist, and she's adopted, and she lived in Germany, and her dad got shot, and her mom killed herself. And so she just thought that there was no God, and she just stopped believing. And so I'm like focusing on helping her like try to focus on God and know that she'll like reunite with her family again.
Yeah, that's really good. So you guys are both parents and leaders. So let's speak from the leader's side though. How have you seen God at work in the lives of the students that you interact with on a weekly basis?
One of my favorite parts of Monday nights is during prayer requests, because I feel like the kids will really open up about what's important to them. And I write it down and I pray for them during the week, and then I ask them about it the next week, and just them knowing that God's there, he does care how you do on a math test. And, you know, the stuff that's important to them is important to God. And I love that.
Well, from a leader perspective, I really see Chaos help opening up opening up their minds as young children. They normally would be fearful to go out and speak of the gospel, and I think chaos has certainly helped them be more comfortable in reaching out and inviting, because it's a lot of fun, and Jesus isn't always boring, and they've definitely learned that here in chaos, to invite others, and it's very welcoming.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you. So speak now on the other side of that, the being a parent. Is there anything maybe that you've learned or noticed from being a parent of a junior high student that would have been nice to know before that you would like to share with maybe some parents who have a kid that's about to be in junior high?
I definitely want to start with how important it is to start your children young. Storm is probably one of the, I mean, of course, Reality Kids comes first, but outside of church, I think Storm, from experience, has opened windows and doors that we didn't even know were there to be opened. My fifth grader, you know, is already reaching out to kids and inviting them, and they're being saved, and it works. Jesus is here. And so start your kids young, because then it becomes more nature to them rather than obligation.
Hmm. And my biggest advice is to be the bus driver. So I started driving a van full of girls to chaos on Wednesday nights, and they would talk in my back seat, and it was awesome. And now they're driving, and it's sad. And now I drive a van full of stinky fifth grade boys on Monday nights, and it is also awesome. There's a lot more poop talk, but it still is pretty fantastic. So that's my advice, is to drive the bus. Drive it around your neighborhood. Pick up your kids' friends and take them. It's important.
Yeah, that's good. So real quick before we wrap this part up, I'll just open this up to all of you, but if maybe one or two of you wants to answer this, that'd be good. So why is it, do you think, so important to have a ministry that is like uniquely focused or wired to this phase of life? Like, why is that important?
I think it's really important because a lot of the messages, when I sit in here and listen to them, I don't really get them, or I'm like, they don't really apply to me. But in chaos, and I know you're doing a great job teaching me, simplifying it for me, not oversimplifying it to make me understand it. And my leaders, Bryce and Leon, they're great at helping me understand it. And I just really feel like I can talk to them about really anything. They're like parents that you can also talk to.
Yeah, can we get one more?
I was just going to say, I feel like especially junior high are sort of the ultimate Bob, that they are really trying to figure out what they believe for themselves for the first time and where they belong. So it's amazing that they have a place to work that out.
Yeah. Hey, give these guys a hand real quick. Yeah. It is so cool to see and hear. Okay, sorry about that. But it's so cool to hear them talk about how God is working and to see that on a weekly basis. Junior high truly is a phase of change, constant change. It's also a time of foundation laying and a time of identity exploration. If you're a parent in the room, I want to urge you. No, I want to beg you. Do not let the craziness of this phase distract you from what's happening. Because your kids need you to be a consistent presence in their lives as they navigate these changes that are going on and as they're discovering their potential. And as a church, we cannot afford to miss this phase. We must come alongside these students and walk with them. We must affirm their journey. We must help them lay that foundation of faith. And we must show them, not just tell them to, not just expect them to and then yell at them when they don't, but we must show them how to lead godly lives. These kids are only in junior high one time. They're only in junior high one time. We cannot miss this.
I
I love Surge because of all the awesome leaders that serve here and how like giving they are with their time.
It's an opportunity to get closer to my leaders and my friends.
Mostly because of the small groups. I feel like you have a really tight connection with the people in your small groups, and it's really easy just to like get to know them and just like be able to share honestly about your life and just learn a lot of stuff, even if you get really off task and off topic like we do.
I get to be with all my friends and worship Jesus, and I think that's really cool.
Surge is awesome because you learn a new thing that you can apply to the rest of your week.
You just get to show up and have fun. Show up, have a good time, learn about God.
It's a great place and a great environment to get closer to God and to the people around you.
I've been changed by Christ in Surge a lot from the leaders, especially my small group leader.
Because I feel like I'm a better person than I used to be, and I'm not as mean or rude.
In the way I think and the way I act towards other people.
I could see God using me in the future by having me help other people.
By spreading the word and possibly going into youth ministry or worship.
I could see God using me in the future in like worship or like my art skills.
I can see God using me in the future because He's shown me that I love caring for people, and that's what I want to do when I'm older, is like help people.
Ah, yeah. High school. High school, a little bit more freedom, you know, starting to pay attention to grades a little bit more. Maybe not. High school is so crazy, and it's awesome, and there's so many, you know, we got students that are walking in as freshmen, and they are kind of figuring out what they're going to be doing. They're kind of figuring out, like, hey, what sport am I going to play? They're figuring out, like, what club am I going to be in? And it's so cool to watch them walk into this phase of life. And high schoolers, they're asking the question, they're looking at their parents and they're saying, hey, this is me now, like this is what I'm going to be doing. And then sophomores come into the picture, right? They become a sophomore and they're starting to like solidify their friend group. And their core friends are like who they're going to hang out with the rest of high school, the rest of their next couple of years. And then junior year creeps up on them a little bit. And it's ACT time. It's like, hey, I got a part-time job. I need to like start going and working and getting money so I can pay for that smartphone maybe, or pay for, you know, any gas money that I need to go hang out with friends or whatever. And then senior year rolls around. And senior year is like, boom, comes out of nowhere. It's scholarship time. It's figuring out where I'm gonna go to college, that kind of thing. And the seniors are thinking, what am I gonna do? Like with my future, what am I gonna do? As parents, you don't wanna miss this. In fact, you can't miss this. Because what's happening in high school determines a student's future. And what happens in high school, it determines how they're going to focus on Jesus the rest of their life. And so when it comes to the times when you're like taking your kids out to lunch and you just do it because, like, that matters. And like when you take your kids to baseball practice and you have a couple minutes in the car with them, like having that conversation, that matters. Embrace those moments. Embrace the change from one phase to another. There's a lot of phases in high school. There's a lot of changes in high school. Embrace that. So I'm going to ask a couple of my good friends to come up here with me. And as they're making their way up, kind of give them a hand because they're going to be asking some questions here. Parents, and I just want to talk to you parents for a minute, but parents, teach your children that they are made in the image of God. So when they get up to high school and everybody's telling them to be this or that or another thing, that they know that their identity is in Christ. So I wanna ask some questions over here with you guys. Oh, you guys switched it up on me from last service. I like this. All right. All right. So I'm just gonna introduce everybody. We have Carol down here, who Carol is a parent of a sophomore who's here at Reality. His name's Zane. This is Caleb. He is one of our high school volunteers, but he is also a high school teacher. And then we have some students here. So we got Austin, who's a sophomore. We have Brianna, who's a senior. And then next to me is Dallas, who is a sophomore. So students, I'm going to ask you guys a question first. How have you seen, as you've been going through high school, how have you seen God challenge you? Whoever wants to start, go for it.
Is it on? Okay, it's on. He's challenged me and most high school students in a lot of ways. For example, just time commitment and making sure time management, figuring out what priorities are first and how you're going to make time for what you want to do.
Okay. It's challenged me because I've had to become a role model faster because I'm one of the only seniors. There's only a handful of us. So it's made me have to step up and take some action.
I'd say really with friends and almost challenging me to strengthen my faith and show up every weekend and try to be a good influence on others. And just all the little petty stuff of high school dramas, finals coming up in the next month, homework, sports, all that, so.
Carol, I wanna ask you a question. As a parent of a high school student, the transition from like junior high to high school, that's a little crazy at times. And it can kind of be a little daunting. As a parent, how did you like get ready, if you did, for your child to move on to high school?
Well, one of the things I had to do is that, you know, growing up, my parents raised us to, you want your kids to be better than you. You want them to be more successful, have a better generation. And, but one of the things I learned, I have two older children that are already out of the home, and then Zane's my youngest, is each of them are very, very different. And by the time they got into the high school, you could see they were very, very different. And so what I really had to do was kind of focus on their strengths. Even though I may have a plan for them, and what I'd like to see from them, I know God has a plan for them, and then they have their own plan. So it's the combination of trying to work and prevent a lot of conflict is what strengths do they have and really grow and look at those strengths and really focus on those so that they can grow with each step of the way.
That's good. Caleb, so you're a high school leader here at the church. You're a high school teacher. Students are going through so many phases, especially in high school. There's, you know, quite a few. And as what you've seen, how have you seen like them moving and growing from like coming into high school to like graduating?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely phases all from being birthed to graduating, but there's a ton of phases in high school as well. They come in as freshmen and they, like you said, they're trying to find out who they are. They're asking all the questions like, what am I going to do while I'm here at whatever high school they're at, but they're also scared. There's a lot of fear there because they're with the big kids now. They're in high school, they're high schoolers. Then they become sophomores and that fear goes away and they strike fear in the hearts of teachers instead. you know, at that point in time, they're trying to figure out who they are. They are solidifying their friends, just like Jordy, you really got it right on that one. And then they go and they become juniors, and we call that summer in between the magic summer, because they really grow up when they come back after that summer. And they start to think about things like college, and they start to, like, they have their jobs, and they start to get a little bit more mature. After that, they become seniors, and they are in full college mode, and they're acting like young adults. And you see that in Surge all the way through the beginning. They come into Surge. And they're like, oh, we're in the big group now. And they, as they progress through those years, they start to pick up leadership and start to guide the younger kids in the directions that we're kind of going and help them with some of those more difficult subjects.
Awesome. Thanks. Hey, can you guys give these guys a hand, please? Yeah. It's so cool to see what's happening in the lives of high school students. And it's so cool just seeing them move up into high school. But here's the thing. In high school, they're thinking, they're planning about their future. They're thinking about, you know, where they're going to go to college. They're thinking about what they're going to be doing after college. Maybe they're not going to go, or maybe after graduation, maybe they're not going to go to college. Maybe they're just going to go work, maybe where they're going to live. They're thinking about what their purpose is in life. And it's on us. It's on us as the parents. It's on us as the church to come around these students, surround them with support, and to help them realize that they're made in the image of God. If we continue to build the foundation that they've been built, that they've been building in Christ, their high school years are going to go so much better. Each phase a high schooler goes through is a fundamental moment for us to help shape them into the person Christ is calling them to be. So, as parents, what you're doing now is going to change what they're doing in their future. And we only have so long. We only have so many phases. So let's not miss it.